Money Talks. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on analyzing the impact of U.S. tariffs on global trade. The participants are Shubhabhai Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by economic analyst Shubhamaya Bhattacharya, and today we would be talking about the impact of the U.S. Tariff policy on global trade, whether there is a multipolar shift in the global trade leadership. Shubhamaya, it's good to have you on Money Talk.
Very nice to be here, Arjun.
Well, Shubhamaya, just for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, the U.S. government has issued the initial list of reciprocal tariffs, which is applicable on 14 countries. 25 to 40% is the tariff rate on imported goods, plus a 10% baseline tariff as well, which is effect from the 1st of August. So we're talking about the so-called Liberation Day tariffs, where the US president had imposed tariffs across the board, along with the baseline tariffs on countries all across the world. And then he had a 90-day pause on it. The Liberation Day tariffs will get over tomorrow on the 9th of July. And then, of course, you have this initial list of reciprocal tariffs, which will be applicable on 14 countries, where the tariff rate is between 25 and 40%. What's your view on this initial list of reciprocal tariffs on 14 countries?
Well, Arjun, the point that we are discussing is about tariffs. And tariffs, to make it easy for our listeners to understand, is the tax which countries levy on import of goods into their countries. And that is where it has become almost like pre-WTO days, when countries are debating among them, are sort of settling it out one and on their own as to the level of tariff, that is again the taxes, that they will levy on import of goods into their economies. The USA, obviously, as the world's largest economy, had the biggest advantage, and President Donald Trump made it very clear that he will use tariffs as a very strong element of his economic policy. And as you're rightly pointing out, the perspective was that in April, he announced a list of tariff on practically every country in the world. And he gave, after that, a 90-day pause for the countries to respond to USA and decide what they would want to do, because USA's grouse was that many of these tariffs that had been imposed by USA was in response to what is called a closed economy model, which many of these countries were following. Essentially, that means that the countries were exporting comfortably to USA, but they were not letting imports happen from USA into their economies. Be that as it may, the point is that that list, that 90-day pause ends tomorrow. Of course, we can look at which date and whether it's American timeline, Indian timeline, and so on and so forth. But after that, Trump has already issued and the list on 14 countries. He claims, has sent letters saying that this will be the new rates of tariff that will be imposed on them for their exports to USA. Supposing if Bangladesh is exporting a piece of cloth to garment to USA, then Bangladesh will now face a 35% rate of tariff. Similarly for Japan and South Korea, which are large trading partners. So that is the context of the entire tariff positions will be started off by the US government. The tariffs, as we understand, therefore, were already high. And he has now sort of made it into the long-term plan that these will be the tariffs that these countries will face unless and until they can show that they are willing to let in import of US goods at a lower cost.
So how would you compare the Trump model on imposing reciprocal tariffs as a standard when you compare it to the World Trade Organization, WTO, rules on reciprocal tariffs? Doesn't the WTO free trade agreement require mutual tariff reduction on a substantial share of trade? Whereas if one looks at the Trump model, the partner country is to reduce the MFN tariff with no reciprocal cuts by the US. And also, if you look at who the authority has been given to, the US Congress is the authority that gives this fast track trade upgrade, which is actually missing in the policy announced by the US. So how would you compare the WTO rules on reciprocal tariffs and the Trump model on reciprocal tariffs?
The World Trade Organization regime for trade was built precisely because it was felt that for decades, countries were trading with each other or were not trading with each other by raising their taxes, which they levied on imports of goods. And economists were fairly sure that this is not something that helps countries. So countries could do with importing goods which other countries can produce better and exporting goods which this country has an advantage. So for instance, a country like, say, India would be better off letting in cheaper import of capital equipment, because many of those capital, and I'm of course talking about decades earlier, into India, whereas India would be better off exporting at a lower cost labor-intensive goods, because India had a comparative advantage in labor. And that is what the WTO tried to bring in. As you again pointed out, the principle of WTO was that the world will keep on working with each other, and WTO will provide the framework, the platform, where countries will keep on negotiating with each other to try to reduce the tariffs to as low a position as possible. The idea is that practically for most commodities in the world, a zero tariff rate is the best rate. So countries should essentially be able to sell their goods without any taxes being imposed by the importing country. It was a powerful position and the world was moving considerably towards it. However, a lot of political issues came in, and today the WTO regime is as good as dead. So that's where we stand, and we do not really have the, I mean, at this position at least, it looks very unlikely that the WTO framework will really be revived. We used to talk about the WTO ministerials, the rounds of tariff negotiations. India was a very active partner in many of those framework, in many of those agreements. Those sound like a distant memory now.
We also see that the US policy on tariffs is targeting China. And this has been the back burner for some time in terms of the response to BRI, the Belt and Road Initiative by China, so that they're able to trade across countries and regions via land, not taking the sea route. And China's had considerable FDI investment in manufacturing when it comes to countries like Thailand and Cambodia, Indonesia. And they've also invested in infrastructure and special economic zones. And one gets the impression that the 14 countries which are on the initial list of tariffs by the US government include Thailand and Cambodia, 36%, Indonesia, 32%, and Indonesia imports one-third of its goods from China. So how do you see this trade war between the US and China impacting global trade as well?
Yes, that's the point. Trade war is a very good way to describe the conflagration. What is now happening is that in terms of the world economic order, the big countries of the world are essentially USA, China, India, and the European Union. So these four blocks or countries, the EU works as a cohesive unit as far as trade policies are concerned, essentially determine the course of global trade. The USA is very clear that it wants to have a trade deal with China. It's also very clear that it wants to have a trade deal with UK, and it has already signed one. It is also very clear that it wants a trade deal with India. And this is very significant because this is something that is going to be read and watched very carefully in whenever, as and when it is signed. Because how USA and India work out their trade relationships are going to be having a significant impact on the rest of the world. To take an example, from the list that you're talking about, and many of these countries are from Asia. Those Asian countries like, say, Thailand, Cambodia, even neighboring Bangladesh or others find that their tariffs are high for exports to USA, they might feel it attracted or interested in exporting to India and then taking advantage of the route to export to USA. Now, that's something that India will not be very keen on, that imports coming from third parties get branded in India and then sent off. So essentially, as you can see, that these are huge political questions, these are huge geostrategic issues, but there's no doubt about the fact that having sat out a lot of trade issues over several decades, India is now squarely in the middle of trade negotiations across the world. And not just as a defending its position, but also as an aggressive partner in pushing Indian products across geographies. So, for instance, India has already signed an FTA with UK. Now, that's very significant because Indian FTAs so far or rather say like up to a few years ago, used to be with countries with which India wasn't actually trading much. Now the Indian government has changed its strategy and it is keen to have free trade agreements or limited tariffs agreement with countries with which India has very aggressive trading relationships. So UK, as we said, similarly with EU, we are negotiating. At some stage, we are also now right in the middle of negotiations with USA, and these are countries which we have significant trading relationships. So how they go and what are the give and take in terms of which Indian goods are allowed easier access to these markets, which goods from those countries have easier access to India. These are very significant issues. And as you pointed out, this becomes even more significant because many of the countries which were earlier, which till recently were trading with the USA, probably at volumes much higher than what India was doing, now find their access clipped. So what we shall be finding is that there is a rerouting of the trade routes into India, and that will set off considerable amount of changes in the global pattern of trade. So it is a very significant position now, and we obviously through July we'll get to hear lots of interesting developments in this regard. Our trade negotiators, as we speak, are in different capitals as of now. Our counterparts are visiting New Delhi regularly. I understand Australia, for instance, is very keen for a trade deal with India, and they're looking for an opportunity to get their roadshow up and around. So essentially, as you can see, there is a lot that will be happening because we have now sort of, as we said, ended the WTO format and gone in for a bilateral format.
Shubhamoy, you were mentioning about free trade agreements that we are now seeking to negotiate. There's also news that under the leadership of Piyush Goyal, who is a Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, India is seeking to renegotiate free trade agreements with 10 ASEAN countries as well. And could you tell us about the deal that we will have with the United States so that, we are able to enjoy bilateral ties with the US, notwithstanding that the Liberation Day tariffs will kick in and thereafter there'll be another list of revised tariffs that would be announced by the United States on countries with which it's not been able to strike a deal.
That's right. As you yourself pointed out, Arjun, that these are the tariffs negotiation season and it is going to be very significantly affecting the global pattern of trade. Speaking about the India-USA relationship, USA is our second largest trading partner. Now, with that country, when we do a trade deal, as and when it happens, the important thing is what are the sectors. So if you look at industry, if you look at agriculture, if you look at services, then which are the sectors where the impact will be significant? Well, India has more or less made it clear that it will not budge on agricultural access. And I think that is something that, given India's low per capita income, the fact that such a large percentage of our population depends on agriculture and allied sectors, it is a wise position to take. India, however, can offer a lot in the manufacturing sector. And the reason I say that it can offer a lot is because there are plenty of stuff that the Indian small and medium enterprises need to grow, which they have not been able to access because of the high tariffs. If those things come into India, actually India can see a boom in our small and medium enterprises. The India economy is at a very fast clip and there's a lot of room for everybody to operate in this market.
Well, thank you so much, Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, for giving us your views and opinions on the impact of US tariffs on global trade. And what's happening now is a multipolar shift in global trade leadership. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on analyzing the impact of US tariffs on global trade. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talks.